Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am being a little bit quiet as it is evening. I am near a waterfall. Oh, it is absolutely gorgeous. And I want to welcome you to be mindful in this minute, to use this time as your mindful motivation for your inspiration every day, and to see and think of life a little differently. So, with that thought, our inspiration is cuddle up. Our calming fire tells us to cuddle up. Yes, cuddle up with a blanket, cuddle up with someone, an adult, a child that's your own, and enjoy the moment, the warmth, the being, even in that blanket, feeling your own warmth, warming yourself up. That's self-care, that's self-love, that's something special. That is you. Cuddle up. We all have our favorite pillow and blanket that you can take to the couch with you if you want to, that you can have in your own bed. Some people take it on vacation with them. You know what I'm talking about. Like slippers or a robe or whatever it is that gives you pleasure to find that moment of warmth and cuddling up. Find it. Think about what it is and how happy that makes you when you can cuddle up with that special item. Getting a little bit of wind with this too, trying to be mindful for you. What makes you happy? What does that sensation of cuddling up do for you? How can you find some joy, some pleasure in that cuddle up moment? The fireplace is a perfect time when it's cold outside to feel that cuddle up, that snuggle. Right here where I am with this amazing waterfall, it's a different type of cuddle up. A different kind of joy that water brings to us, that we can enjoy life with that. That cuddle up sensation. Think about that self-care that you're bringing into that cuddle up, because touch is so important. We are so standoffish from each other. In many cultures where we're taught to stay away, to not hold hands, to not be arm in arm, to not embrace. Once upon a time, it was okay for children to embrace when they would play with their playmates in school or to hug their teachers. And then it became inappropriate. No, no, don't do that. Can't show affection, can't show care. And we take that away. And when you take that away, that takes away something from our human spirit. That embrace helps our growth as children, helps our growth and healing of our hearts. There are studies about how a hug can bring your blood pressure down, helps you relax, helps you reconnect, with another human, with ourselves. That breath of, oh, we're not alone, because we're not. Even talking to a stranger, introducing yourself with a handshake, patting them on the shoulder or the elbow. It's okay to make friends. There are things that are good touch, appropriate touch, that are nice and connect us as human beings, connect us as one human race. The simple gesture of a handhold, standing in a circle holding hands, when people are thinking about a goal of something better, when they're connecting with one another, when they're singing songs or playing games, there's a different connect and a circle of hands. The connection for that moment. Imagine how wonderful that is. A different sense of cuddle up. It doesn't have to just be a snuggle on a couch. Connecting with one another. That's what I want you to think about. When is the last time you connected comfortably with another human being? Well, guess what? Do it. Don't let that child be in a stroller. Leave the stroller. Pick that child up. Carry them on your hip or your back or your shoulders or a snuggle bag. The adult that has to be in a wheelchair, when you're not pushing them, stand next to them. Put your hand on their shoulder. Hold their hand. Let them know you're connected. It'll make a world of difference to both of you. Open your mind to what it means to cuddle up and stay warm. And even that cuddling up for yourself. What do you need? What is it that connects you to you? Combing your own hair. Brushing your teeth. Washing your own hands. Giving yourself a great big hug because you love you. And that's the first person you need to love so that you can go on and be a better person for others. Find ways to cuddle up. Put on those warm fuzzy socks. Break out that popcorn or snack. Something that makes you feel warm and happy inside. Sometimes that's cuddling up. Yes, my friends, you deserve your joy, happiness, and to love your life. And I want to dedicate this episode to Ruth, someone who I've met virtually through business connection, but is somehow a friend who understands sometimes giving yourself a big hug is what you need in your rituals of self-love. And starting there, sometimes as simple as it is, can bring a whole world of happiness to you to be able to bring your joy out to the others. We're not alone on this journey. So get out, enjoy this life for all that it has to give. I am Avalon, and this is Walk and Talk with Avalon.